Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those best lines that instantly tells you, yep, this is jungle or old school DN beat energy. We're blending a wobbling bass with chopped vinyl character in Ableton Live 12, using only stock tools, and the goal is to make it feel rhythmic, gritty, and alive, not just big and synthetic. Now, the big idea here is simple: separate weight from identity. Your sub gives you the physical impact, your chopped, wobbling mid layer gives you personality, movement, and that slightly unstable sample feel. If those two jobs get mixed together, the groove turns blurry fast. So we're going to build this as a two-layer bass system and make it behave like part of the drum arrangement, not something sitting on top of it. First, set your session up for bass first writing. Aim for a tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. 172 BPM is a great sweet spot if you want that old-school DNB pocket. Drop in a simple drum reference, kick on one, snare on 2 and 4, and a break or ghost percussion pattern. This matters a lot, because in this style the bass has to dance around the break. It should feel like a conversation. Start with the sub. Create a separate MIDI track and load operator. Keep it clean and simple. Use a sine wave, keep it mono, and shape the envelope so the notes are tight and controlled. If you want a more plucky feel, use a shorter decay. If you want a rolling roller style sub, let the notes sustain a bit more. Put utility on the sub track and set the width to 0%. That keeps the low end centered and strong, which is essential for club translation. Write a basic root note phrase first. Don't overthink it. A good starting point is a longer note on beat 1, a short response before the snare, and a syncopated note or two later in the bar. This is where you start thinking in phrases, not loops. In jungle and DNB, tiny changes in note length can completely change the feel of the groove. Now let's build the mid-bass character layer. Put Waveatable on a second MIDI track. Start with a saw or square saw style sound. Then add a second oscillator slightly detuned from the first. Keep the unison modest, maybe 2 to 4 voices, and don't go crazy with detune. You want movement, not a giant trance stack. Then use auto filter after it. A low pass filter is a solid starting point, but band pass can give you a more vintage sampled edge if that suits the sound. Add a little resonance, and use the LFO or internal movement in Waveatable to create a wobble. For this style, the wobble should breathe in a musical way. Think 1/8 or dotted 1/8 motion, or even automation that opens and closes over short phrases. The key is not to make a constant dubstep wobble. You want something that feels like it's been sampled, chopped, and re-edited by hand. Once you've got good tone, it's time to give it that chopped vinyl attitude. The trick here is to resample the mid-bass and then slice it. You can freeze and flatten the track, or route it to a new audio track and record it. Once it's audio, drop it into simpler in slice mode or just chop the clip directly. Use transient-based slicing if you can, and try playback modes that give you a more stab-like behavior. The goal is to create short, gritty bass hits that feel like record edits. And this is important, don't edit the chops into robotic perfection. A tiny bit of tining looseness helps the sound feel sampled. That little human offset is part of the jungle identity. Add some saturator with soft clip-on, and if you want extra grime, a touch of drum bus or very light erosion. But keep the low end clean. The chopped character should live mostly in the mid-range and upper bass, not down in the sub, where it can turn into mud. Now program the rhythm like a drum conversation. Start with a 2 or 4 bar phrase. Think in call and response. The kick and snare make a statement, then the bass answers with a chopped reply. Leave gaps where the drums need room to breathe. In Live's piano roll, use shorter notes for the chopped hits, vary the velocities, and shift a few notes slightly off the grid if you want swing. If your break is really busy, simplify the bass. If the break is sparse, you can get a bit more playful with the chops. A good rule in this style is to let the drums win the transient fight. If the bass chops are too sharp, they'll mask the break's character. So round off the attack a little if needed. Sometimes the groove gets heavier when the bass is less aggressive on the front edge, because the drum edits stay audible and the rhythm feels tighter. Next, shape the bass with processing. On the character layer or group, use saturator, drum bus, EQ8, and utility. Start with subtle saturation. A few dB of drive is often enough. Use drum bus carefully for density, but don't overdo the boom, because DNB low end needs control. If the bass feels boxy, cut a bit around 250 to 400 Hz. If the top end gets fizzy, trim a little above 6 to 8 kHz, and regularly check your mono compatibility. Anything below around 120 Hz should stay disciplined and centered. Now route the sub and character layers into a bass group. This lets you shape the whole bass system together. You can use EQ, gentle compression, and a limiter only as a safety net. Try automating the balance between the layers too. In the intro, let the chopped layer speak more and keep the sub lighter. In the drop, bring the sub in fully. In a switch up, you might even drop the sub for a moment and let only the chop texture ride. That kind of arrangement movement is pure DNB energy. And that brings us to arrangement. Don't think of this as a static loop. Think about the story across 8 bars. Maybe bars 1 to 8 are a filtered tease. Bars 9 to 24 hit with full sub, wobble, and chops. Then you pull back for a switch up with more retriggers and less low end weight. After that, bring it back with a slightly different chop rhythm or a more open filter. Even small changes every 4 or 8 bars keep the drop alive. A few classic tricks work really well here. Use a 1-bar bass mute before the drop returns. Drop in a reversed crash or a snare fill that leaves room for a bass stab. Leave some silence before important snare hits. Silence is absolutely a bass sound in this style. A gap before the impact often hits harder than adding another note. If you want to go darker or heavier, there are a few advanced moves worth trying. Resample twice, once for the clean wobble, then again after you've chopped and processed it. That extra commitment often makes the bass feel more like a real sample. You can also map MIDI velocity, so harder notes open the filter a little more or add a touch more drive. That gives the line a sampled, inconsistent feel without needing a bunch of automation lanes. Another great trick is to give the bass a slightly different swing feel than the drums. That push-pull tension can sound very authentic in jungle. Keep checking the mono version of the bass bus as you go. If it thins out, simplify the stereo width, reduce unison or back off any stereo effects. And remember, print decisions early. Once the bass tone feels right, freeze or resample it. This style often sounds better when you commit and edit audio, instead of endlessly tweaking the synth patch. Here's a good mini practice exercise. Build a 4-bar phrase. Make the sub with operator. Make the moving mid bass with wave eatable. Write 1 long root note, 2 short chopped responses, and 1 empty beat for space. Freeze or resample the mid bass. Slice it into a few pieces, and rebuild the rhythm in simpler or with clip edits. Then add saturator and auto filter, and automate the filter so the phrase opens up toward the end. Finally, compare it solo, with drums, and in mono. If it still feels heavy, rhythmic, and interesting in mono with the drums, you're doing it right. The best jungle and old-school DNB bass lines are not just low-end sounds, they're performances. They breathe, answer the drums, leave space, and evolve over time. That's the vibe we're after here. So to recap, keep the sub mono and clean, let the mid layer carry the wobble and chopped character, use resampling to get that sample feel, and arrange it in phrases so it develops over time. Make the bass part of the break, not separate from it. That's how you get that gritty, alive, old-school DNB bass energy. Alright, open up your session and start with the sub. Then build the wobble, chop it, and make it talk to the drums. That's where the magic happens.